The Hawaii man arrested in connection with last week's armed riot at the U.S. Capitol made his first appearance in federal court today. HPR's Ryan Finnerty has been following developments and joins us now. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Catherine.
So what is Nick Oakes charged with?
Yeah, Nick Oakes, and as you mentioned, this is the founder of the Oahu chapter of the Proud Boys, which is a far-right political organization that has been labeled an extremist hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. He's charged with unlawful entering of federal property, in this case the U.S. Capitol, in connection with last week's armed riot at the U.S. Capitol. Several social media posts from Oakes' own accounts and an interview with CNN placed him at the Capitol during the armed riot, which NPR is describing as a pro-Trump insurrection. And based on that evidence, a federal judge in Washington, D.C. approved a warrant for Oakes' arrest last week, and the FBI detained him at the Honolulu airport when he was returning from D.C. When he arrives back on Oahu. He spent the weekend in the federal detention center near the airport, and this morning made his first court appearance in federal court in Honolulu. The hearing was done over the phone remotely. He's, as I mentioned, facing a misdemeanor charge of unlawfully entering the U.S. Capitol. The hearing this morning was pretty short, just about 15 minutes. It was a very initial thing just to lay out the charges, make sure that the defendant is aware of the charges facing them, and to see how they'll proceed. Oakes was released on a $5,000 bond by the judge. He's restricted to the island of Oahu and travel to the District of Columbia solely for the purposes of the court proceedings. But his lawyer did mention that those proceedings, as of right now, are expected to be held remotely due to COVID-19 concerns. So it's unlikely that he'll be traveling for the foreseeable future.
Is there any indication that he's going to make bail today and walk?
The indicators from the judge was that Oakes is expected to leave sometime today, tomorrow at the latest. It is worth noting that the U.S. attorney prosecuting the case from the District of Columbia was seeking to have Oakes barred from participating in political activity and rallies, and also to have him barred from the Capitol grounds, the U.S. Capitol grounds, while this process plays out. The judge declined to issue any kind of ruling like that today. And the case is being transferred to the district court, the U.S. District Court in the District of Columbia. So the proceedings will be handled by a judge in Washington, not here in Hawaii.
Okay, but I know he does have a Honolulu attorney, Miles Briner, as his defense lawyer. So he's handled many high-profile cases. And so I know you'll continue to track this one. But thanks so much, Ryan.
Sure thing, Catherine.
That was HPR's Ryan Finnerty, who has been following the Nick Oakes story. You may recall that Nicholas Oakes ran unsuccessfully for a state House seat representing Waikiki under the Republican Party banner in 2020. HPR's Noe Tanigawa was the first to report that Oakes had started a Hawaii chapter of Proud Boys here in the islands. Here's her interview from January 2018.
Meet Nick Oakes, former Trump Hawaii campaign co-chair and president and founder of Proud Boys Hawaii.
We are a social club, a fraternity. Proud Boys are what you would call the new right, or to make it simpler to understand, the alt-light.
Oakes says, contrary to media reports, they did not have anything to do with events in Charlottesville and are not racist.
The only thing you have to do to become a Proud Boy is declare yourself to be a proud Western chauvinist. It's just to say that we think Western culture is the best, and we need make no apology for that.
What is Western culture, then?
Western culture, the first world.
Who is that, anyway?
America, first and foremost. We're an American chapter, and we think this is the greatest country on Earth.
United States.
Canada, Western Europe, yeah. Let's not overcomplicate this. What's today's big controversy? The president is in trouble for, I know you have polite listeners, calling certain parts of the world crap holes, specifically Haiti, right?
Africa.
And Africa, sure. Objectively, these countries do not have anywhere near the standard of living that countries in the West do. Everyone agrees that Haiti is a crap hole. I think speaking honestly is just speaking honestly. And the fact that a controversy erupts from that is why we exist.
Oak says his opinion that classes at UH were left-leaning and that he was penalized for his views prompted him to start Proud Boys Hawaii.
Absolutely. The anti-Western propaganda is so thick, anti-American, anti-military. I know Hawaii is especially bad because we have a real activist movement here. I talk to conservative students who do not want to be out about who they are because they fear repercussions, grades in class. That certainly happened to me.
Oak says Proud Boys are anti-feminist, anti-PC, anti-racist, and pro-guns. They espouse generally libertarian views, glorify entrepreneurs, and venerate the housewife.
Reagan won Hawaii for his second term, and I would very much like, and I do think it's possible, for Trump to win Hawaii in his second term, especially with this tax plan. It's good for everybody. I mean, people are going to legitimately see more money in their paychecks in 2018.
5 years later, we won't have that amount of money in our paychecks, though.
Time will tell, yeah. I'm happy so far.
Oakes thinks climate change is a natural process and that mass shootings are statistically irrelevant to the gun debate. I asked if he was involved in an online chat that degraded a Jewish professor.
No, absolutely not.
Would Proud Boys use racial slurs?
No, and none of my guys did.
Proud Boys are known not just for their politics, but for their outfits, black Fred Perry polos. The brand has long been associated with white supremacist groups, though it's disavowed any connection with them or the Proud Boys. Oaks recently started a chapter of Young Americans for Freedom to get more conservative speakers on the UH Manoa campus. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.